Good morning. Candle lighting this evening, 5:01. Mincha at Shul will be at 5:05. Yesterday, having said that one should not be busying themselves with other things while saying a bracha, we continue today. V'lo yivarech b'mehirut. One should not say bracha at speed. El yichavin perish hamilot, but one should pay attention to the words. And on the one hand, this is a very base expectation that we're not just rattling off words as fast as we possibly can, which somebody pointed out to me. I tend to do every day when I say the halakha, and then I go, "M'chol me'kasher v'zekodesh bracha." So maybe I should try to say it a little slower so it doesn't sound quite so in contrast. But we shouldn't say it with speed. We should actually mean what we're saying. But even with the best intention, sometimes we can say something and mean what we're saying without paying attention to what each individual word means. We can say thank you to somebody. We can say I love you to somebody. And we connote fondness, affection, gratitude, but we don't think about what the weight of each word is. And this isn't just about not rattling it off, but it's about not using phrases and words just as code. Say, thank you just means, oh, I'm grateful. But actually think about the words, what it means to be thankful, and to speak to you, to speak to another human being, and in the context of love, to think about what love means, the weight of that when you say it to somebody, not just that it means fondness, affection, or it's a reciprocal response, but actually it has the weight of the meaning behind the words. We'll continue on Sunday. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzei Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Lachen Hiru Alehem Torah Mitzvot Shnei Mar Adonai Chofet Zaman Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Amen.